Hello, my name is TD3, and this is my podcast, TD3 Brains, where I talk about everything, ranging from coronavirus, to politics, to history. You guys suggest it, and I'll post it. Now, let's get on to the video. Today we are talking about chess. Chess is a strategic game in which you have different pieces and you try to take control of the other person's king and try to trap him so he can't move anywhere. So, let's get into it. So, before I start, let's just calm down and I'm going to tell you guys a story. Okay? A really long time ago, there was a prince who died in battle. Okay? And his mother was really sad at that moment. And so the servants did not know how to tell her how he died. And so they grabbed a board, a grid, to be more specific, and they made little pieces. Each piece represent a different type of soldier in battle. Then they set it up how the opponents looked too, and how he died, to explain to the queen. Now, then, like one century later, in India, people had an idea. They had an idea of this fun game in which you would, well, not really a game, it was more like a pastime or like a psychological game in which you would have different pieces and try to take control of this one big piece. Now, people in India spent a lot of time traveling to different countries and trading. And so, when they went to different countries, it became different people, different things and stuff. And the original checkmate came from, I don't remember where it was. I think it was like China. Or maybe it was still in India. But there was a person whose language had king as Shah. And so when you said Shah Mat, or the king is in danger, and that was basically checkmate back then. It was a Shah Mat if you're king. But it wasn't really used as a game. It was more used as a strategic and military use, so you could figure out what your opponents were planning and how you would plan it. So then we got most of the main pieces in the medieval times, when in Europe, when there were tons of castles and queens and kings. That's where the names rook, knight, queen, king, pawn all came from. Now, they also gave the queen a lot of power in that time too. They made the queen the most powerful piece on the board when they were making it. I don't know. Yeah. So they just made it the most powerful piece. I think that's pretty fair, because bishops aren't usually girls, and kings aren't usually girls, and knights aren't usually girls, and so I think it was fair to make the most powerful piece a girl. But yeah, so they made all these pieces, and still it was not used for a game. It was used as a strategic value, as something that they would try to plan out their battles and how they would attack. That's where they use knights, rooks, or strongholds or castles, and queens and kings. So then in the Renaissance and stuff, it was used as a psychological, like I was saying, a psychological thing. Like it was very, 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 like, religious, and also very, very, like mind-bending and stuff. They used that as, like, explain how your life was working and how everything was going on within your life, how you move pieces. And so it was not really a game or strategic value anymore. It was just a religious / psychological / I don't even know thing. Then it traveled to America from England, and then there was the American Revolution that made America its own country. So, it ended up happening that now chess is its own game in America. And it's very, very popular pastime. Where people played a lot, and I played a lot. It was one of my favorite games. It just wasn't in my top 5 favorite games. But I mentioned this before, and I'll mention it again. It's probably would be my 6th. Or maybe, because I always feel like chess, and then I sometimes feel like Minecraft, and I sometimes feel like Brawl Stars, but I always feel like chess. But I like Brawl Stars and Minecraft more than chess. So, yeah, it's really confusing. I don't know why I'm saying this. But, yeah, so chess was a very, very strategic game. It was also a psychological and religious game. And then, well, why do I keep saying game? It was a psychological and religious thing that they used. And then it was a tactic to figure out how to plan for your battles. And then it turned into a game. Back when they didn't really need this anymore. They had better tools for planning out battles. They didn't need a little board where you move around pieces, which is the good old days when you had to figure out what your opponent was doing without using radios or satellites or spies. And yeah, thank you guys for listening, and bye.